Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Wendy Y. Bailey, sales speaker, podcast host, and income acceleration mentor at Business Beyond Limits. Welcome, Wendy Y., and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you so much for having me, Donetta. It's great to be here. We have such a great relationship. I know this conversation is going to be awesome.
Yes, it is. I am ready to dig right into it. Okay. Now, my first question is, briefly, how did you get started in sales, and how do you parlay that into being a sales speaker?
Well, the reality for me is, let me say first, I think I was born to be an entrepreneur. And my first entree into that was when I was recruited at the age of 17 into Amway. And one of the things that Amway still teaches today, I think they go by Shackley now, but one of the things they still teach you today is how to push their products, how to sell their stuff, and how to recruit people, because that's the original multi-level marketing business. So I think I always had some taste of sales from that. But I had an interesting journey that has brought me here, but it hasn't all been in sales. I've sold copiers, I've sold crystal, I've sold fine china, and I've learned the quote-unquote wrong way, in my opinion, to sell. And it wasn't until maybe the last 10 years or so, or a little bit longer, that I started to hone my craft as a salesperson. So here I am today.
Wendy Y., oh my goodness, I can't believe what you just said. You don't, oh my goodness, how in tune. Let me just say this, that when I was growing up, my mother sold Amway, and I remember that as a child. And that's really ironic, because just recently, I just signed up as an IBO, independent business, I forgot what the O stand stands for. I just signed up because I got some sleep gummies to see how they work so I can start to promote that as far as my business. And they work wonderful. And I just signed up. And here, you brought that up. And it's really ironic because I also have been in sales, but in an indirect way to force me to be a better me. Even though I stuttered, and I still do from time to time, but not as severely, I always was in sales, and I also agree that being an entrepreneur is in my DNA. So, we have so much in common. Mm-hmm. Ooh, my goodness. Yes, that's it.
Yeah. The thing that I know about what it takes to really be a salesperson, it's all about relationship. Mm-hmm. And the reason I transitioned, just to give you a little bit more background, I transitioned about 7 years ago from what I was doing. I was teaching and coaching people on group coaching using neurolinguistic programming, or NLP, and I made the transition to sales. Sales and conversion strategist was my first $25 title that I gave myself. And I realized that I didn't really need to have this $25 title. I needed it to be clear what I did, which is why I call myself now a business and master coach. The thing that I understand about all of those transitions, all of that reinvention and evolution that I went through, those things prepared me to be the amazing sales and business coach I am today. Everything I've ever done, every transition, every evolution, every reinvention, and even some rebranding brought me to this space. Because when I was doing the group coaching, when I boiled it all down and I looked at what I was doing, I was teaching them marketing and sales. I was coaching on how to, you know, how to promote your program, how to create compelling copy. So I was doing sales with them and marketing with them, but I wasn't calling it that. So I got clarity when, you know, we love some clarity, Donetta. When I got clarity, it was like, you know what, I just need to use a $5 word and stop trying to use some big fancy title and recognize and allow other people to recognize who I am and what I do in the marketplace.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. All right. Now, my next question is, why do you focus on sales conversation? And why do you think clients are stuck in the selling process?
Well, I think part of it is very, very strategically not understanding what's at the very heart of sales. And that is mindset. My personal mantra is mindset is everything. Mindset is everything if you want to approach someone about investing in hiring you. Mindset is everything if you want to set your fees for your programs. Mindset is everything when you get into a networking conversation that you're clear is truly a sales conversation because you've met your most ideal client in that networking event. Mindset is everything. So the heart and core of sales conversations that are effective or profitable is mindset. Second of all, I think that people have this misunderstanding about what sales really means and what it's like to be in a sales conversation. Whenever I first meet people and I say I'm a sales coach, I can tell they get this glossy look in their eyes like, okay, that means she's going to pounce on me with that thirst that is unattractive and I don't like. That's the salesy, sleazy, slimy, pushy salesperson. And that's not who I am. I'm very much about relationship. I teach my clients, I coach my clients on the importance of building rapport. Because when you're in rapport with someone, you can take them to the moon and back, right? When you're in rapport with someone, they understand that your motive is really to serve them. And if you're not in that space, it totally makes a difference. So my clients are pretty much stuck because they don't see selling in that way.
Thank you for that. Thanks for listening to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m., the title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits. And then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. This is Donetta D. Moore. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner, gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it. I am Donetta D. Moore and Wesley the Revenue Podcast, and we have a special guest, Wendy Y. Bailey. We're going to continue with the questions. Now, the next one is, can you share why you believe marketplace influence is the key to profitability, and what does that mean?
Well, when I say marketplace influence, I want to be sure everyone understands that we're talking about visibility. Marketplace influence, marketing, everything you do in your marketing to create that influence and that visibility is about getting seen. You want to get seen in the marketplace. You want to get known in the marketplace. And marketing is very much a sibling of sales. And the way that I've heard it said, I didn't coin the phrase, but I think it's really appropriate, marketing gets you seen and sales gets you paid. Marketing gets you seen and sales gets you paid. So when you think of marketing, that's everything you're doing to promote your influence, to gain more visibility. And then the selling part is where you're actually going through that process to get paid for what you offer in the marketplace. So when I think of this whole marketplace influence, and I think of profitability, if sales is getting you paid, your marketplace influence is really driving you in the direction of your bottom line profits, adding those zeros, putting money in the bank, whatever that looks like, selling your programs and services. You experience it through your visibility. It starts there, and then it flows into the getting paid part, which is profitability.
Oh, my goodness. And I wish you was around years ago, because now I see why I
you
didn't
needed
do
me,
as
girl.
Well. Yes, I did. Now, but the thing about it, I had to work on me a lot, too, being shy, stuttered, and afraid to speak up. But I do see the elements that I was missing. I didn't know about building relationships. I was able to market, but as far as the sales part, so I just see a lot. So I can see I had this big puzzle and with so many pieces missing. So what you said kind of just summed it up, and it made sense why I wasn't successful in doing what I do, but I still was, because I learned from it and I still grew regardless. Yes, I love that. Okay. All right. Now, the next question is, you work with your clients on income acceleration and profitability. What exactly do you do with them?
Well, many of my clients, who are typically other coaches and speakers and marketplace influencers and industry experts and CEOs and entrepreneurial leaders, I've covered a lot of ground there, but many of them come to me and they've reached a plateau in their business, and they're kind of like, how do I get to that next income level? I've tried a couple of things that have been ineffective, and what I do is I sort of deconstruct what they're doing in their business every single day. And based on what they're doing every single day, it really turns into what you do on a weekly basis, on a monthly, on a quarterly, and an annual basis. And we look at what I call their income-producing activities. If you're focused on the right activities, which are income-producing activities, then it's going to lead you to profitability. It's going to lead you to income acceleration. It really is about making sure that they are every single day, week, month, quarter, year, focused on income producing activities specifically. And people think that income producing activities are like surfing on Facebook, going on LinkedIn, looking at your Instagram. Those are not income producing activities. They're a waste of time. That's the kind of stuff that you don't have to be present for it to happen. That's the kind of stuff that you can delegate to someone else. You need to be focused on building a program that you're going to sell. That's an income-producing activity. You need to be focused on making phone calls to sell your program or to get those discovery calls. That's an income-producing activity. If you're focused on the wrong activities, you can be spinning your wheels for days, weeks, months, quarters, years before you really see an impact to your bottom line, and I put a stop to that. I say let's focus on the right activities.
I love that. There's something that just came to mind. That what I wanted to find out is that do people really need to try to do it themselves, or do you recommend them to outsource it so that way they can really focus on their bottom line?
I think it's a little of both, because when you start to build a team, it takes a measure of courage to actually begin to build that team. So you've got to be confident, and here's what I mean by courage. You've got to have courage to understand what's appropriate for you to delegate and for you to bring in the right person, and then most importantly, that you can live comfortably in your business, do what you need to do without it being a financial strain. That last one is what really stops most people. I can't afford to go get help. And the reality is, when you believe in what you're doing and you know where your talents are best served, you know you can earn the income to bring in what you need. And you know there are people that you can choose that will support you in getting things done in your business. And you can focus on living and walking and being in your genius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Now, my other question is, how do you manage your business and sleep to become productive for yourself and your clients?
Ooh, that's a tough question for me to answer, Danetta, because I tell you, I'm very much a nocturnal person. Like, I'm just, my juices are just starting to flow around 11 p.m., 12 a.m., and, you know, most people are starting to wind down and turn in that time. So it's been kind of a challenge for me. Recently, it's been a challenge because I've been trying to shift that from me staying up until 2 or 3 to me going to bed at 12 or 1. And I get a lot of work done at night sometimes, but I'm learning and finding that I need to be up early to greet some clients and to get some work done, you know, in terms of networking and things like that. This pandemic has really challenged me to think differently about my sleep patterns, but I'm working on it. Today, you would be proud of me. I woke up at 8:30. I got out of the bed about 9:15. It takes me a minute. You know, I'm a one bone at a time wake up kind of person. So it took me 45 minutes. You know what I mean? It took me 45 minutes to get my bones awake. And then when I climbed out of the bed, I was able to go into my sacred six. I was able to start my day. And I did my first podcast interview today at 11 a.m. So I'm learning. I'm learning.
Well, see, the thing about it is it's an ongoing process that, you know, it's, there's no one fit all for every day. That if you is up late one night, as long as you get your proper rest, that's the most important. Because, you know, that what if you're more productive and that's when your juices are flowing, then that's what you got to go with. But then you that you was able to shift and say, okay, I'm gonna go to bed earlier because this is what I need to do. So it's fine with that. You know, as long as you
thank you for letting me know, girl.
Yes, yes, it's fine. I mean, we can adjust the same way as, you know, the scientists say or they say you should go to sleep. I'm sorry, wake up every morning, even on the weekends. I totally disagree with that. When I physically was going to work every day, I woke up 4:30 in the morning. Got to work at 6 and work from 6:30 in the morning to 3 o'clock. Why am I right mind when I want to wake up on Saturday or Sunday at 4:30 in the morning? I don't think so.
Yeah.
That is the time for me to sleep in, pamper myself, get the rest. And once again, I believe you can catch up on sleep. That if
you're tired, that's different than I've heard most people.
Yes.
But I agree. Yes. I totally agree. There was one day last week where I had 3 podcast interviews, and I think I did one for myself, and I recorded some bonus episodes, which is just me by myself on the podcast. And by 10 o'clock, I was buzzing. Like I was, my adrenaline was really high. I was vibrating. I could almost feel myself tingling. And so I ended up staying up that night until about 5 in the morning, 5:30, something like that. And what I realized, and to your permission, if you will, that you just gave me, is I can have a day like that every so often.
Yes.
I just don't need to make that the habit.
Right. Yes. And it's great. Thanks for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break. Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying with our special guest, Wendy Y. Bailey. Wendy Y., I appreciate you taking your time to share all your valuable information with our listening audience. So please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm Wendy Y. Bailey on all of my social media platforms. So they can find me on Facebook, they can find me on LinkedIn, they can also find me on Twitter, Instagram. I'm Wendy Y. Bailey everywhere. On Facebook, it's Wendy Y. Bailey Biz, B-I-Z. That's where you'll find my page and lots of information there. And my main website is businessbeyondlimits.com. And there are lots of free resources there, and there are that you don't actually have to sign up for, but you can just download them directly. I write a pretty active blog there, so there's lots of juicy tidbits there. And then I have a group on Facebook that I call the Profitable Coaching Society, Profitable Coaching Society on Facebook, and it's really connected to my podcast. And my podcast is a video cast and an audio cast. And when you go to profitablecoachingconversations.com, you'll see how you can access that. But the group is sort of like the pre-show, get to know the guests and the community there, or it's the after-show where people come and they ask questions of the guests and interact. It's a growing community of coaches, speakers, industry experts, trainers, consultants, CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, service-based business owners, who are there to support each other around best practices, around growing their expertise, and ultimately growing their bottom line profits. That's at profitablecoachingsociety.com, which will direct you to the Facebook group, and you can connect with me there as well.
Great. Well, thank you. I can be reached on my website, which is on the bottom of the podcast, which is donettadmoring.com, and that's spelled D-O-N. ATADMOORING.com. And as always, sleep heals.